So the Vikings are the first out on the field, their kickoff team. Kicking off for the Vikings will be number 30, Michael Messersmith, a 5'7", 160-pound junior from Rock Mart, Georgia. And back to receive for the Pios. Different number being called here, Johnny. Is that Ja'Kai Bohannon, or it could be a different number three?
Well, that's number
Bohannon,
three.
Bohannon, the cornerback.
Ja'Kai.
I don't think that's him. Let's see.
Well, here we go.
Oh, and a different kicker, Carson Blackstead, than what was listed on the lineup here. Carson Blatchford, the backup kicker. It's going deep. And for now, we'll presume it's Bohannon. He goes across the 10. He's got a little bit of a seam, but great contact. He's down about the 21. And a good shot there as the Viking defender slow to get up. But he's a part of their defense. That's number 25. Amari Johnson with the tackle. So here comes Raby and company. We got twins left, single receiver right, ball near the right hash. Legs is on Raby's left up against a four-down line defense. Raby gets a snap, fakes. He's rolling out to his left. He's going to take it. He's got some room, and he slides. A nice about 7-8 yard gain they're calling him. A very favorable spot. I thought the slide might have happened earlier, but we'll take it. Pioneers lining up already, so they got the no-huddle offense going. We got a different. That's Jackson Case as the running back. Number 20. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash, second and two. High snap, and he gets a Raby quick pass. Oh, he gets it!
Room. Oh, he almost...
J.R. Muth, wow, a high pass, and right away, it's like Raby ripped down a rebound and threw it right away to the outlet. And that's a first down for the Pios, first of the game. Ball spotted at their own 44, first and 10. 14-11 and counting in the first quarter.
Got to love it when they move the chains, Don.
Yep, they sure do. Twin packages both sides. Jackson Case on Raby's right here now. Case gets a hand up the middle. He's got some very positive yards. Close to another first down. Spotted at the 48, so they're calling it an 8-yard gain for Case. So, Johnny, if you have a chance, break out the full roster because Case wasn't listed in the two deep. He was an issue. He's the one who hurt his knee in one of the scrimmages in the preseason. Trips left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's left here. Short yardage situation, second and two. It's going to be a quick pass. He's got a guy, number 13. And a beautiful tackle. Intended receiver there is Santiago Rios. Got about a yard, so it's a third and a short one. Great defensive play by number seven, Ben Butler from Kenosha, the sophomore. So a great open field tackle, shoestring. So single receivers, both sides, double tight ends. Case on Raby's left here. The snap. Case is going to get up the middle. He's got some room, and it's going to be a first down. Great blocking up front.
Chains are moving again.
Got to love that. So ball spotted now at the Vikings' 43-yard line. First and 10, 12:35, your time remaining in the first quarter. Jackson Case. First and 10. Trips right, no receivers left. Case on Raby's right. 12:21 and counting. Beginning of the game, scoreless. First drive of the game for the Pioneers and moving well, just like in last game. Raby gets a snap, fakes the Case. Quick pass again up the middle, but Muth can't handle it. He had to get down for it, and it was a zip.
Pass
incomplete. J.R. Muth doesn't miss many of those.
No, he's usually pretty
sure. So second
sure-handed.
And 10. Clock stops at 12:06 there. Again, ball at the about the 42 of the Vikings here. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. They check back to the sideline for the signals. Raby gets snapped. Quick screen to the right to Case. Good blocking, too. To open
it up.
He's
got some room.
Oh, a great open field tackle, but Case gets about 8 yards there. There's some great technique tackling
there
here at the legs.
There is some good open field tackling
that could have
there
been
by
six.
The Vikings. He had one guy to beat, and that would have been six.
McGrady Ellis with the tackle for the Vikings. So, got to love that technique. So, third and short again, third and two. Twins left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's left. Double tight end left. High snap. Raby reels it in, gives it to Case. Case jumps over. Nowhere to go, and he's tackled. Looks like for a loss. Number 10, excuse me. Theo Smith, the 6 foot sophomore from Zephyr Hills, Florida. And guess what, Johnny? The offense is staying on the field, 11:08 and counting. It's fourth and two.
Little dicey.
Twin packages both sides here. I think Raby's going to roll out and maybe keep it here.
I think so, too.
He may do it all himself, like Josh Allen. They look to the sideline. Clock continues to count. Raby, quick pass. He's got his guy, but is he there? It's close. I think he's got it. Yep, he's got it.
Yeah, I think he's got it. First down.
Austin Eichstadt, the 215-6'4 senior from Cudahy. Big target. Gutsy call there, especially a passing play in fourth and two, but Raby zipped that right away.
That's the axe, man.
Vikings didn't have much time to react.
Yep.
Twin packages left, single receiver right, Case on Raby's right. The snap. And he's over the middle. He's got a guy. It's number 45. It's going to be about a short gain of like three, maybe four. But again, a very decisive quick pass over the middle. Well defended by the Vikings. And that's Reed Breckheimer, the tight end. Tackled by two Viking linebackers, I'm guessing. Theo Smith. Theo Smith and friends, the PA calls it. So, tight package here on the left. Two receivers left. Tight receiver right. Case on Raby's left. It's going to go to Case up the middle. They got a hole. He's got some yardage. About another three or four there. It's going to set up another third and short here. Third and a short two. Mikey Coleman in the game. He got the call on that. So Coleman's in. Trevor Hancock in for a tight end now. They got double tight ends with Hancock and Breckheimer on the left side. Single receivers both sides, Johnny, and Coleman, pistol formation with Coleman behind Raby on this third and two. Vikings anticipating run, but I wouldn't be surprised they go to the end zone here to Eichstadt. Nope, it's up the middle. Good blocking. And I don't know if he's got it. Again, great defense.
Nice short.
Short by about a yard. I don't even think he gained yardage on that.
Nope.
So, again, great pursuit.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Don, that number 10, Theo Smith.
He's a ball player.
Yep. He is flying around there.
He is
all over the place.
I think we're going to be calling his name a lot. So now I guess they're going to go for a field goal here. Tyler McCain, the holder. And Jacob Laurent. Jacob Laurent. So this will be, Johnny, a 35-yarder?
Yep.
It's 40-yarder if you count the where he's kicking it from. The snap, the hold, the kick, and it's...
No good!
Good! Just over the bar!
Just made it over the bar.
Wow. I wasn't sure about that. Didn't have a lot of leg on that.
Everybody in the stands went, no good!
Ooh, yeah.
But you know what?
It was like a chip shot. Like he was going for an extra point, but... So the Pioneers strike first blood, scoring again on their opening drive. Not the touchdown that we prefer, but it is a 3-point lead. And we'll take a quick break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches? Not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
And they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Carol.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everybody, to WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, live coverage of the Pioneer Football Contest against North Park University in Chicago.
Thank you, Johnny. Jacob Laurent from Kenosha will be kicking off from the 35 after putting us ahead of the field goal. It's a short kick. Will be fielded at about the 10-yard line. Got some deep. Oh, finds a seam and breaks through. Respectable gain all the way to the 34-yard line. So the Vikings start in decent field position. The coverage looked pretty good there, but the receiver busted through a few pios to get extra yards there. So
he had good vision. He saw a little opening, and he took advantage of that and made himself an extra 10,
Donnie Evans
12 yards there.
Was the receiver. So here come the Vikings, led by Matt Ike, the 6'1", 185-pound junior. We got twins left, no receivers right. Tailback there. What's that number, Johnny? A two? Yes, Marcel Love.
Two, yes.
And we know it's a good thing to have a guy named Love in your backfield. I know Bears fans can appreciate that. So the snap, it's going to go to Love right away. And, oh, who gets back there?
Caught right in the backfield.
Number 54 for the Pios. Steven Lazarus, the Colgate junior, the Hartford Oriole. Wearing the same colors in college that he did in high school. Trips left, single receiver right. They're calling that second and 12 after the 2-yard loss. Monster play by Lazarus. Coming from the left outside spot there. So trips left, single receiver right. Empty backfield for Eck. He's looking to pass. Going to his left now. He's
deep.
Going deep. Looks well covered.
Intercepted.
Ja'Kai Bohannon. And the Pioneers get the ball back at their own 41. Great defensive play by the Tulsa West freshman, Ja'Kai Bohannon.
Right on. Boy, he jumped for that one. He had a good vertical leap, Don.
And you'll hear more sirens in the background. You'll hear that a lot in this urban setting here on beautiful north side of Chicago and Albany Park, home of the North Park University. So big defensive play. You know, I saw Eck with the pass, and I felt good when you looked at the coverage there, Johnny. There were a lot of fellows in white jerseys that we call Pioneers. And Bohannon jumped up for that. So twin packages both sides. And it looks like, is that legs or Jackson Case in the game? I think it's
I can't tell just yet.
Looks like legs to me. Flanker in motion. Fake to the flanker. No, it's Jackson Case going to the right here. And he fights for about 3 tough yards there. Clock winding, 7:25 in the first quarter. Pioneers leading 3-0 and looking to add to that lead after a big interception on second down from Ja'Kai Bohannon. Two great defensive plays. A tackle behind the line of scrimmage by Lazarus on a running play, and then a big pick. So looks like single receivers both sides. Double tight end on the right. Case on Raby's left. The snap. Case goes short again. There's his tight end. He's fighting for it. They finally get him down about a yard or two short. Number 45, Reed Breckheimer.
He's a load to bring down, Don.
The sophomore from Hilbert.
He's got a nice foundation going on there. He's thick in the middle.
I think
he's,
he had an honor, like Rookie of the Year, or Best New Player or something last season. Even as a freshman, he was making big statements like that. So it's 3rd and 1 here, 6:25 and counting in the first quarter. Hand off on the right to Case. He's got enough for the first down.
First down.
Yep. And that'll be spotted at the 48. So they will move the chains. Clock starts to run again. And Pioneers right back at the line of scrimmage. So we see some receivers coming out here. So we got a ball in the middle of the ball in the right hash there. It's like NFL hashes here. They're really close to the middle. Twins left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's right in the shotgun. Raby gets a snap. And he's over the middle. He's got number 8, J.R. Muth. Not much there. Well defended by the Vikings. And finishing him off there finally was number 2. Jason Atkinson, who we'd mentioned in the pregame, no relation to Raider legend George Atkinson. It's Ad with a D, Kinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N, like George. But now that we got that straight, Johnny, it's second and eight. Single receivers again, double tight end left. And Mikey Coleman now in. He's on Raby's right. 5-19 and counting in the first. High snap. Raby brings it down, hands it off to Mikey Coleman, and he finds a nice hole for about a five-yard gain there, setting up third and about three, maybe third and four.
This Viking offense, or I mean defense, is really kind of showing their salt here. They're
doing well against the run.
They really are.
Yeah, and credit to the Pioneers. They're throwing underneath the coverage here. I haven't seen any long balls yet. Trips left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's right. 4:46 and counting. A 3-0 Pioneer lead here in the first quarter. Raby looks to the sideline for the call. So like a lot of teams are doing, they're setting up right away and then to avoid substitutions for the defense and then looking to a call from the sideline. 4:29, a snap to Raby. And he's going to over the middle. Well defended. Intended for Muth. Broken up there. And I think that's your buddy again, Seth. Is that number 10?
Or number 16? I think so. But you know that ball came out of Raby's hands not very well. Something happened there.
Yeah.
It slipped or whatever.
It
just was not his typical
sure
tight
wasn't.
Spiral.
Nope, not at all. So number 16, Lonnie Ayer, is responsible for that breakup. So the Pios will call timeout with fourth and about three here. And we'll keep it here, Johnny. So, you know what? They're facing a tough defense. They haven't thrown long
they
at
are.
Them, so it's a lot of respect for their corners and their safeties.
Well, typical Buddha thing style here, trying to establish the run, getting short little gains, but they're taking what the defense will give them.
They're short. They're throwing underneath the coverage here,
they
too.
Are.
So,
yes, they are.
Ball's on the right hash. I know even though Raby's a righty, he likes to roll out left, so we could have a design play where Raby's rolling out and he's got an option to run or to pass. Rain's starting to come down just a little bit, some light drops as we secure protection for our remote.
A little over 4 minutes to go in this quarter.
We have a tarp from an old canopy from softball protecting our system. Raindrops actually feel pretty good on what's been a pretty night warm, but, I mean, comfortably cool. Mid-September Saturday here. So here come the Pios. They've got a trips left. One receiver right. That's Ike's dad. Jackson Case on Raby's left. So watch the rollout left here, Johnny. That's my call. May get some pressure. May get a blitz here from the Vikings D. Let's see here. Snap. Raby rolls out left. Yep. And he's got some room. Long pass. He's got to go. Oh, diving catch. Incomplete. To Josh. Josh Hill. He had to really extend for that one. So tough pass to make.
That was a tough deal.
And that was great defense overall by the Vikings. Good pressure on Raby, forcing him to throw sooner than he wanted. And great coverage downfield. So Vikings will take over on downs with good field position. Just short of their own 41. 4:19 is your time remaining in the first quarter. And rain coming down again. Light drops, but more consistent, more steady. And we got a twin right, flanker left. Running back on X right. That's Marcel Love. Now Marcel Love goes in motion. A quick pass. Oh, almost intercepted again. A high pass tipped
at the line.
But fortunately for the Vikings, no Pios back there. It was tight coverage. So he was looking to Love on the screen on the right. He looked him off. Then he threw to his left like an underneath pass. And maybe just a little too hard and high. So second and 10. Clock stops at 4:16 in the first quarter. Vikings trailing 3-0 to the Pioneers, looking to change that here. Twins right, no receivers left, double tight end right. Love, now tight end goes in motion to the left. Love on X right, high snap, but he give it to Love. And Love gets tackled for a loss again, this poor guy. I see Damon Loker in there with Elios Martinez coming from the left end, and there was a third Pio in there. I'm guessing it was 97, Nick Montes. But now let's call it third and about third and 13. Ball at the 38 of the Vikings. Trips right, single receiver left. Pistol formation with Love behind Eck. They look over to the sideline. Again, light raindrops continuing to fall, so condition of the surface may be an issue here. The snap, X looking under some pressure. He comes out of the pocket, though. He may have some room to run. He gets rid of it long. And
it's a jump ball.
It's caught by the Vikings off of a tip. A very fortuitous play for the Vikings. Well covered. It was actually the initial guy should have had it.
Yeah, it got tipped by number 85, and number one caught it. It was just like
A.J. Harris with the catch. We mentioned him in the pregame. So
lining up right away here, going with the
first and 10 in Pioneer territory. Ball at the 28. Trips right, single receiver left. And you can hear Viking Nation shouting their approval.
They're coming alive after that offensive play.
Yep, I think X under center here. No, he's going to come back. Love on X left. Trips right. Ball in the left hash. Single receiver left. Here's the snap. Looking to his left, a quick screen to Love. Love's got some blocking up front. He's got another first down and nailed out of bounds.
Boy, did he get hit. He went airborne after that one.
That sure was a great hit. Damon Loker with the hit there. But it is a flag on the field. I think, yep.
Well, that's coming back.
They're going to bring it back, so... I thought it very, you know, initially you thought it might have been a legal man downfield. That big fellow was really well down there, but.
Well, it was a nice screen.
I guess
play.
His arms were out a little too far for the referee's liking. So, actually, a big break for Pioneers as the Vikings start to take over the momentum here, trailing 3-0. So, it's from the spot of the ball, so it's only first and about 13. 2:50 and counting the first quarter. Twins right, flanker left. Love on X right. And X gets the snap, rolls out right. He's got a guy. Oh, diving incomplete. Love led him a little too much there.
That was a hard one to catch. That was
it sure was, yeah.
Just a bit outside, as they say.
Yep.
Coverage was off, though. If he would have made it, there would have been trouble.
Yeah. So that makes it second and 13. Clock stops at 2:36 in the first.
Viking kicker warming up on the sidelines.
Yeah, they may look for a long field goal here if they can't convert. So single receivers, but no twins left there. Tight twins left, single receiver right. Love on X right in the shotgun. Receiver goes in motion. They fake the reverse. Oh! Number 94. Luke Brosig off the bench. The sophomore from DePere with a big tackle for loss. That'll make it third and about 17.
A little trigonometry going on there, Don.
Third and 16, 2:11 and counting in the first quarter here. Twins left, tight receiver right. Love and X is right.
Caught him
offsides. They got a free play. Long pass for the end zone. Intercepted. Oh, dropped.
Oh, jeez.
Up, and we got a player down for the Pios. A little shaken up on that catch. He came down hard, and that's why the ball popped loose. But
he must have got the wind knocked out of him or something. He's very
uncomfortable. Yep. So as the training crew comes out for Carroll, trying to get a number on that. I thought it was number 22 for our Pio defense. Jake Binkowski, boy, you'd hate to see him get. That's a big loss if he can't come in. So, but it is a, it should be a penalty. I don't see a flag, but there should have been offsides on the Pios. Which, if you're going to go offsides, Johnny, at third and 16 is probably a good time.
Yeah, I guess. Surprised they don't see any laundry down there either.
So waiting for them to move the ball. Binkowski's still down in the end zone. So you have to wonder. He had the ball in his sights, had the catch, and I think just the way he landed, he came down hard on his own volition. Good coverage there. They were going deep. They were going for it all there.
Yeah, they were.
Good corner coverage, and then Binkowski came. Binkowski gets up on his own accord, so very encouraging sign for Pio Nation and
holding his
good
side.
Good sportsmanship for the Viking faithful clapping for him. Yep. Yeah, he's holding his left. Yeah. It very well could have been a rib or something. We'll see. Or maybe just knocked the wind out of him. The good news is he's up on his own and walking on his own. So We'll get more on Jake's status there. So now it's fourth down. There was no penalty on that. I thought for sure they caught the Pios jumping.
I sure thought they did too.
So it looks like, I'm guessing it's a punt unit coming out.
It doesn't look like it.
No, field goal attempt.
Boy, that's a long field goal. They're not. They're going for it, dude.
They're going for it here. Different quarterback, though. 16? I don't think that's Eckin there. Is that number 9? Is
what
it QB?
They're trying to get
Love in motion.
What is going on here?
They're going long. They're going deep to Marcel Love. He looks like he's open. It's caught. Out of bounds about the 1 yard line. Wow, what a play.
Oh, my gosh.
That certainly changes things.
Yeah, the Pioneers fooled on that one.
That was Matt Eck on the flow, on the throw. Number 8.
Minute 49.
And 4th and 16, a gutsy call. But Love was as open as you could be. They flooded that side with receivers. Or the other side, and it created a great open situation. So ball at the 2 yard line of the Pios here, 3 yard line. And Vikings looking to take the lead here with 1:27 left in the first quarter. Twins left, no receivers right. Love on X right. Fakes to Love over the middle. Touchdown, Vikings!
Well, they scored. What a drive by the Vikings.
That looks like, boy, you can't read these numbers with these dark uniforms. Number 14.
4th and 16. Who does that?
Yep. Jeremy Mbago, the 5'10", 160-pound sophomore from Houston, Texas. So Michael Messersmith in for the extra point. The kick is up. And it's good. And with 1:17 left, the Pioneers trail the Vikings. It's the first time they've trailed all season, 7-3. We'll be back after these messages on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to football. Here's Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everybody, to Pioneer Football at the University of North Park in Chicago. Don, here we go.
All right, Johnny. Michael Messersmith kicking off for the Vikings, now leading 7-3 with 1:17 left in the first quarter. Back receiver is number 3 again. We don't have his name. Going up the middle there, tackled around the 24. Some good contact there. Just good play on both sides on that.
Got a minute 12 left here, Don, to do something.
Yep. Well, we got a second quarter to work with too, so no rush. Just got to control the ball and hang on to it. Move the chains. So Thaddeus Leonard with the tackle there. So Twins right, Twins left, single receiver right. Ball in the middle of the field. Double tight ends on the right. Case on Raby's left. And it's going to Case up the middle. He's got a hole. He breaks free. What should have been a big game. Oh, they give him a 4 on that, but he would have gotten more if he kept going north and south. He was trying to go around to the outside to get more yardage, but great pursuit. Jeff Fisher did not give up on that.
Yeah, they stretched him out.
It's 2nd and 7. They're calling it a 3 yard gain there. And Eichstead lined up way right on the right side. One receiver on the left here. And here's a snap. He's looking deep. He's got Eichstead. It's caught.
Oh, no. He's caught. Goal.
I don't think. Say, finish it, Johnny.
He's in. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Pios.
Wow, what a play. He caught that right in stride, Don.
Sure
and he
was.
Just ran it right in.
I believe that's a 73-yard touchdown play from around our 27-yard line, if I do the math correctly.
Number 1, Jacob Warren,
Well, yep. That was exciting.
That sure was. Great catch by Eichstadt.
Yeah.
Raby led him beautifully.
He did. He caught it right in stride. It was a beautiful pass.
Went here for the extra point. And the kick is another flubber, but it's good. Might have got a piece on that from the Vikings.
Yeah, it looked like someone got touched. But
Johnny, as Yogi Bear says, it's deja vu all over again. Pio scored first. The opponent scored first. The big difference, though, was in this case, the opponents took the lead. But two plays later, after the kickoff, the Pio strike back and now take the lead back 10-7 with 27 seconds left in the first quarter. And, Johnny, I know you're going to say that these Pio games are nothing short of exciting. A lot of great action.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was very exciting on that long pass by the Vikings. Eventually, a couple plays later, they got the touchdown. And then the Pios come right back and answer with a touchdown. So back and forth action here. Very fast, exciting football.
So both teams coming out. Laurent will kick off. Two receivers back for the Vikings. I don't have names with these numbers. Was not able to get the complete roster here from North Park, just the two deep. But for sure we know it's Laurent kicking off, and a very hungry Pio kickoff team. So it's kicked. It's about fielded about the five on the right side. He's going to his left. Pioneers are there to meet him, but he breaks a tackle. Wow, jumps over a group. Decent little return back to about the 26 or 27. Much credit on the improvisation there from number 16 of the Vikings.
Vikings did some good blocking on that return.
Wandy Evans on that. Troy Mutz for the Pioneers, credited with the tackle. So let's see if the Vikings have an answer here. Fourth and 16, they threw a 36-yard pass to Marcel Love, the tailback, setting up their first touchdown. So we got Twins left, ball in the right hash. Tight end goes in motion, returns back to the left. Love on X right. X going to pass long. He's going long again. He's got time. It's cut. Oh, and just short of first down, a great hit there by number 27 of the Pios. Jagger Vine, the 6'1 junior from New Franken. One of your guys, Johnny, from Green Bay Preble.
Yeah.
A.J. Harris, all CCIW in 2021. And that'll do it for the first quarter with the Pioneers leading the Vikings 10-7. I almost said Packers because they're playing the Vikings, but it is the Pioneers. And we're going to take a quick break here as the team switch sides on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everybody, to North Park University in Chicago with Pioneer Football. Don, take it away.
Okay, Johnny, we're starting the second quarter here. Ball on the Viking 35. Kind of a tight fork. Single receiver on the right, no one on the left. Two flanks, though, and a tailback. It's going to go to Love up the middle, but he is met by a swarm.
Not much room there, sir.
Yeah. Will Campbell is in on that, along with my friend number 50, Elios Martinez. Or no, excuse me, number 54, Steven Lazaris on the end. So now we got a third and none. Some substitutions on defense here. And Big Tim Nelson comes in. Along with Montes. Martinez in the front line. And you can hear the Viking fans shouting on their offense here. Another tight formation.
They don't have
receivers close
to
the line. Twins left. Single receiver right. Love on X right. Double tight end right. Split end of motion to the right. They're going to do a quick pass. He's there. He's open. He's got the first down, but great recovery by the Pioneers. Only got about a yard or two on that. Enough for the first, but very nicely designed play there by the Vikings.
Good safe pass. He went just far enough to make it.
Jeremy Mbago scored the first touchdown, got that. So, no, number 13, Brian Boyd, excuse me. Evan Holm for the Pios on the tackle. So single receiver right, Love on X left. Receiver goes in motion and returns back to the right here, now closer to the line in the flanker spot. Eck will go to right here. No, keep it, X. No, right, X. Love's got it, and he's got
nowhere to go.
That looks like another loss, Johnny.
Yes, sir. Couple yards lost there.
Yep, so. And that's our friend Steven Lazarus again in on that tackle with help from other Pioneers. So, Love's overall yardage is positive with that one catch, but rushing, it's got to be close to negative there. And no, nothing against Love, just great pursuit by the Pioneer offense. Twins left, no receivers right. Tight end in motion, returns to the left. Love on X right. 12:58 in the second quarter. And it's a handoff to Love up the middle. Oh, he breaks a tackle.
Oh, no.
And he's fighting. He's got another first down. Wow, great battling there by Love. Really pounding those legs. You can see this. Someone takes his grass drills very seriously.
Pretty slippery.
So they will move the chains. Ball on the 47 of the Vikings. 12:45 and counting. Pioneers holding on to a 10-7 lead, but Vikings very determined to get the lead back.
12:30 left in this quarter.
Just great run there by Love. That good hold open it up, but then he broke a tackle. You know, should have been a short gain, but and then he really fought through two or three piles to get the first. So Twins right, flanker left, Love on X right. Now flanker goes to the left. Hand off. Oh, it's a flea flicker. He gets hit as he throws it, but he's got a guy. And it's dropped.
Oh,
he had him.
He had him wide open.
Wow.
Had it and dropped it.
Evan Holm on the coverage there just in time to hit him, but I don't know. I think that was more of a drop than a...
Yeah, I think so too.
Well-designed play, but I think a tough play to make when you got to turn around like that. Wesley McLeod, the intended receiver. So big break for the Pios there.
Yeah, he had to turn around and wait for it a little bit, and I think that kind of threw
him. We know X got the long ball. Now we have looks like a pistol formation here with Love behind Eck. Twins right, single receiver tight to the left here. 12:10 left in the second quarter. Clock stopped with the incomplete pass. Second and 10. Eck in passing mode again. He's got a guy on the right. It's caught. Close to first down yardage. Oh, he's still on his feet. But now he pushes close to a first down. Now they're saying his progress has stopped. I think it's a little premature. He's close to another first down. His knee might have hit the ground in the initial tackle. If that's the case, ref should have blown the whistle sooner.
That sure looked like it to me.
There was a lot of scrumming going on there, but.
Well, they didn't blow the whistle, and they gave that guy an opportunity to get another 3-4 yards.
They sure did. So, third and short, tight formation, single receiver left. Now another receiver comes out, double, up. And now something, clock has stopped here for.
I don't know, they better get it together here because the Pio's got one defender on two receivers over here on the short side.
Now they got the coverage there.
Yeah, they, now a guy
but,
came over.
Third and short, though, I think Eck might just keep this. He's going under center. No, he's coming out. Yep, no, he's under center here, Johnny, so could be a keeper here.
I think it's probably a
keeper. Or Love up the middle, and Pio's are ready for it if it is a run. Bunched up against the line. Flanker in motion, comes back. Yep, it's going
to
be Eck and big scrum. And it's going
to
be, no, they get there. Wow. Yep,
they got there.
Great extra effort by Eck and good blocking up front. Pyle's put up a good battle, though. So the chains get moved again with 11-18 and counting left in the second quarter in a very determined Viking offense.
Big scrum on that one.
The Pio 39-yard line, first and 10. So Viking faithful, very excited about the progress of their team. Panthers need a big start. Pios, excuse me, need a big stop. And wouldn't be a bad time to call a timeout here for the Pios. They've got two left. Twins left. Flanker in motion, comes back to the left. Pistol formation with Marcel Love behind Eck. Fakes to Love. He's rolling out to his right now. He's passing. He's got a guy wide open, and he's caught and gets out of bounds there. I think that's number 14, Osambo. Boy, there's a big cushion there.
There was.
It looked like a prevent defense there from the Pios. But they sent this guy from the left to the right, so they flooded the zone. Jamie Mbogo. So first down Vikings. Ball at the 28 of the Pios. 10-23 and counting. Pios defending a 10-7 lead. Twins left. Love on X right. Flanker in motion. It's going to go to Love up the middle there, and he fights forward for another five or six. And this line's got our Pios on skates here.
Yeah, they're pushing them around a little bit right now.
Yep, and some substitutions coming in for the Pios, so giving our guys a blow here, putting in some fresh linemen. So second and about four. 9:49 and counting, ball on the 17 of the Pios, so... Even if the Pios get a stop here, Vikings have a chance to tie, a good chance to tie it now in field goal range. Twins left. Love on X left. Snap fakes the tailback. He's going to the end zone on a corner pattern. And it's caught out of bounds. Incomplete. Boy, if you could have got a foot in, you know.
It was very
close. If he could have got that foot down, because it was a.
Wow.
I'm not sure he knew where he was, but.
You know, he looked like he checked for the cones, and he stretched out and caught it.
We watched that play on Sundays, and those fellas are dragging their feet before they even catch it. So big break for the Pioneers there, no doubt. Third and four, 9:25 with the clock stop in the second quarter here. And a big play for the Pios. Twins left, tight receiver right. Different tailback here on X left. I think it's 24.
9:25 left in the quarter.
That's Quadrell Hill. That's a pass. It's caught. And he gets there. I think he's got the first, Johnny. Yeah, he's marked about the 7-yard line. So good throw by Eck.
Set of fresh downs. Well
executed
play.
Hitting a receiver there in the left flat. And they move the sticks and. Johnny, this is what we call first and goal. Ball at the 8 here for the Pios.
Yep, the Vikings are playing with some confidence now.
9:03 and counting here. Big stand for the Pio defense. It's a passing play. Looking to the end zone. Has a guy across the middle, but no, misses him. Good coverage there by Ja'Kai Bohannon. But that receiver had good position on him. Better pass would have been an easy six.
Yep.
In spite of the coverage. So
that would have been on
another
target.
Break for the Pios. And you're wondering with some of the rain we've had, and it hasn't been heavy, but it's been consistent, these drops that, you know, how dry does that ball stay between plays? Quadrell Hill in a tailback again. Bohannon Eck under center here.
It's like a big
single
package.
Receiver right, no receivers left, double tight ends. Tight end in motion comes back. Heck, gets snapped. Hand off up the middle on a counter. And that's met by some Pios. Nothing really there.
Big scrum.
And this time the Pios win the scrum. Although, according to the ref, looks like he might have pushed forward for three where the ref spotted. So, I guess a good initial thrust by the Viking line. But it is third and five. So, and I think, Johnny, if the Vikings don't convert here, they may go for it and stick the Pios deep in their own territory. And you couldn't blame him for doing that.
No, I would see that to be a logical move.
Yeah.
That fourth and 16 a while
especially
ago.
Especially with the wetness, you know.
That one I
field goal
see.
May not be as easy. So, third and five. Twins right. Single receiver tight left. Quadrill Hill on X right. Receiver goes to the right now from the left. They're rolling out right. He's throwing the end zone. He's got a guy. And touchdown, Vikings.
Yep, they took their time calling it.
They
but
sure
the
did, but I think he got the foot down. Yep. Yep. Great pass by Eck. I mean, only the receiver could catch that.
Yeah, it was a well-thrown ball.
And there was good coverage there.
There was.
Pios are focusing on the guy they had in the flat, so Vikings have the lead back, 13-10, as they try the extra point. Number 30 in for the Vikings. And that would be Michael Messersmith. The snap, the hold, the kick. It's no good. So it's just a field goal lead.
Went off to the right.
Wide right.
Well, those all add up,
with
dude.
7:57 left, it's a 13-10 Viking lead. We'll be back after these messages here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The live coverage at North Park University in Chicago, Pioneer University football. Carroll University, I'm sorry. Don, take it away.
Here it is, Messersmith to kick off for the Vikings. It looks like a short kick. Fielded at the 10. Got some room. He's going to the left here, following his blocking. He pushes his way past the 30 and finally pushed out of bounds. The flag is down. That usually says holding. So...
It's usually an indication that somebody got held about over there.
No doubt, Johnny. So we'll see.
7:49 left in this quarter.
Again, I'm surprised Keon Miller, who's working on setting the Carroll record for returns. Yep, and the return team gets nailed. So that'll go back to about the 20, I would think, or maybe, no, spot is at the 20, so go about the 16, so not ideal.
So what do you want to see on this next drive here, Don?
Well, we saw what they could do with Eichstad, if they can get him in space again, and that was beautifully designed. But there's just so many good options here they can work with if they remain confident. Single receivers both sides, Coleman in a pistol formation behind Raby. Going to go to Coleman on the left. Breaks a tackle. Gets about 1 yard there. Good open field tackle behind the line. Tripping up with his arm. So second and 8. They give him 2 yards on that. So 7:32 remaining in the first half. Pioneers now trailing 13-10. After giving up a second Viking touchdown. Another touchdown from Eck at short yardage. Fakes to Coleman, rolls out right. He's got a guy over the middle. It's open. It's our tight end. Trevor Hancock.
Nice design play, tight end. Just
coming
really
from the left side to the right. Now that's what I want to see, Johnny.
Yeah, that was a good play. He was open. He caught, threw him in stride. Like to see those plays.
Trevor Hancock.
Moving the chains.
The man. The 6'3 junior from Waterford. And he doesn't mind a little water here. And this drizzling Saturday afternoon. Single receivers, both sides. Eichstad way left, ball on the right hash. Coleman on Raby's right. And it's going to be Coleman up the middle there. And he fights his way through for some respectable 3 or 4 yards there. Clock continues to run, 6:41 in the first half.
Little zigzag there, and made a nice run.
Good job by Coleman finding the wee hole.
Yes, he did.
So they got split receivers right. Hancock, the tight end on the right. Looks like double tight ends here.
6:20 in the quarter.
Yep. And Coleman on Raby's left. The snap. Fakes to Coleman. He's rolling out left this time. He can run this, and he will. Raby takes off, breaks one little tackler, and close to a first down using that 6'7" span, but they get him at the knee there, so it's just going to be they mark it.
He's well short.
Still, it's third and a manageable three. Ball will be in the left hash, so they could do the same thing to the other side, Johnny, and give Raby some options here.
Yeah. And they might
ball at the 47. 47-yard line, 5:47 and counting in the first half here. And Raby gets the play from the bench, calls it. Twins right, single receiver left. Coleman on Raby's left. Let's see the play here. Well, Raby pauses again, looks to the sideline. 5:28 and counting. Now here's the snap. Raby looks, quick pass. He's got Josh, and it's caught.
First down.
They move the chains, move the chains there. Number 89, Josh Hill, the senior from Algonquin, Illinois, back in his home state. Ball now in Viking territory, just barely at the 49 here. Diving catch there by Hill. Quick pass from Raby. Twins left, single receiver right. Raby rolls out left this time from the right hash. He's looking deep. Now he's going to run, and he gets sacked for a one-yard loss. He tried to evade the pursuing lineman, but couldn't get around it. So they're going to eat 2 yards on that one.
Boy, I was hoping he'd take off.
I did too, yeah. I think that just had to happen sooner. But he was looking downfield, and, you know, sometimes you'll take a sack just to see what the field looks like, so maybe there might be something here. Yeah, Eichstadt all alone something on the left. Twin receivers right in Muth and Hill. Coleman on Raby's right. 4:27 and counting. Second and 12. Ball now at Pioneer 49. And they give it to Coleman on the left. He's got some room. He's pushing close to a first down, and he pushes his way.
It's a yard short, I think, Don.
About the 40-yard line. 39, they're marking it, so that could very well be a first down. It's close enough. Let's see. The flag, the second marker got knocked down. They're calling it third and one. Got to get to the 39. So, yeah, ball's at the 40. So, much more manageable situation here for the Pios. Yeah. Third and one.
You know, I just
pistol think formation.
Go under center and get a yard.
We'll see. Single receivers, yep. Both sides. Double tight end. Yep. Coleman out the middle. Oh, he's got a hole.
Got room. Oh.
First down and then some.
A game-saving
nice tackle there by number seven. He's marked down at the 25. You had the right call there, Johnny.
He had a little room there. He did a little juking, and boy,
Ben Butler with the touchdown-saving tackle as the clock winds. 4:02. First down, Pioneers at the Viking 25. Tight receivers, single receivers both sides, double tight end. Jackson Case now on Raby's right in the game for Coleman. And no sign of legs yet. I wonder if he's on injured reserve. There's the handoff to Coleman on the left. He's got some blocking, and he pushes forward for another 4 or 5.
Oh, they called a hold.
I think we got a hold there, yep.
Ay, ay, ay.
There was good pursuit by the Vikings there, so that's going to happen. So we're going to move him back 10 yards here. So be about at the 35 or from the spot. It might be longer. Nope. Ball goes back to the 35. So that makes it first and 20 here. Clock stops at 3:39 with the penalty. Well, it was a nice run there, but I think there had to be some
there's an
extension of arms
that,
to right. Achieve those blocks. So good pursuit. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. Breckheimer on the left, tight end. The snap. Raby looking downfield. Quick pass underneath. He's got a guy, but boy, he gets nailed and the ball dropped. They're calling an incomplete pass. Woo! Big break for the Pios. Breckheimer had it. He got patty caked.
That was a screen that got slammed shut.
You know, I would have called it a one-yard gain, and the ball came out as he hit the ground. But instead, they called it an incomplete pass. It's negligible, really. And the good news for the Pios is the clock stops, and they still have 2 timeouts left here. That makes it second and 20, though. And credit to the Viking defense for sniffing that out. It looked like a well-designed play. Trips right. Eichstadt all alone on the left. Case on Raby's right. The snap. Raby rolling out right, looking downfield. He's got a guy. There's Muth. That's way over his head. Well covered there by the Vikings.
think Josh threw that one away.
Yeah, there really wasn't much there downfield. So now it's third and 20 here. And you got to be thinking, Johnny, you don't need all 20 yards here. If you can get somewhere in the 10, 12-yard range and set up a fourth down, maybe even a field goal attempt to tie it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
3:13 is your time remaining here. Twins right, Eichstad all alone on the left. Dime package for the Viking defense. Raby gets the snap. He's rolling out to his right. He could run it. No, he's going downfield. He's got an open guy. There's Josh Hill. It's caught at the 9-yard line. Wow, how did he get so open on that?
Right at the 4-yard line.
With all the D-backs the Vikings had back there.
He had to wait for it.
That was a gift. Great pass by Raby, but and Hill, a great receiver. Juan Nieves with the tackle there from the linebacker spot. So single receivers both sides. Case on Raby's right here. First and goal at the 9, 2:44 and counting. Quick snap. It's Case up the middle. Not much to go there. Maybe gets a yard or two. I think they give him a they might give him a couple on that. Ball spotted at the 3.
2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the quarter.
There's your boy, Theo Smith, Johnny, with another big tackle for the Vikings.
That guy can fly.
So they're calling it 2nd and 3, so some decent yardage there.
Need some clock management here.
More yardage than I thought. 209, I say run it down. Single receivers both sides. Case on Raby's left. Breckheimer motion comes back to the right. It's Breckheimer. Catch. He's got it, but he's short at the 1-yard line. Great pursuit.
Oh, he looked like he was in.
The ball didn't cross. The legs did, but got to credit those Vikings again for cutting that short.
Playing some tough D out there.
Breckheimer went to the left, came back to the right, and they hit him in the flat, but Vikings are there to steep. But that's like on the nose of the end zone, Johnny.
It
I say
really
a silent
was.
Snap. I say the big guy's got to take this. He's under center. He's going to force it in.
Touchdown!
Touchdown, Pioneers! Wow! Looked like some early motion from the left, but...
It was. They got away with one there.
But what we can't see is a snap on that, Johnny. So Josh Raby gives the Pioneers the lead. 16-13. Laurent in for the extra point.
Left them a minute 27 on the clock, so we'll see what the Vikings are going to do when they get this ball back.
You know they're going to come back.
They are going to
be. They're going to be hungry. They're going to be hangry.
They
Johnny.
Are.
The snap, the hold, the kick, and it's good. A flag is down.
The kick
is good. Let's see. Usually that's something from the defensive side.
Could have been offsides on D.
Or maybe someone sportsmanlike, yeah. So hopefully it'll be declined unless it happened before the snap.
Illegal substitution.
Penalty will be declined. And for the third time today, we have another lead change, and this time in favor of our Pioneers, now leading 17-13. They haven't put the point on the board yet. Coach Buda's out there talking to the refs. Maybe if they move the ball up, he might want to go for two here, but I say take the point. Penalty has been declined. So the extra point will stand. With 1:27 left in the second quarter, Pioneers now leading 17-13 on a 1-yard keeper from Raby. We're going to take a break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Do not go away. A lot left to go in this final minute in the first half. Anya, take it away.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to the live coverage of the game. This is Don and Johnny.
Welcome back to live coverage of Pioneer Football in North Park University in Chicago. Don, take it away.
Okay, Lord, kicking off. They still haven't added that extra point. I don't know why. It's a 17-13